In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. During my commute to and from church this last week, I have noticed the large number of Christmas trees, sort of randomly tossed at the end of driveways or alongside curves. Some are just by themselves. Others are randomly piled on top of one another, all of them stripped of their decorations. Seeing them bare and discarded makes me sad. For it was just a month or so ago, along that same route, I would pass cars with a neatly bundled tree on top of the SUV normally. Usually the cars were filled with happy families, who I imagine had set out to accomplish their annual ritual to choose just the right tree, whether it was from a tree farm in the county or a lot in the city. There seemed almost a sense of a liturgical dance to the whole experience, from picking it out, putting it up in the same spot year after year, decorating it with lights and ornaments that symbolize special memories. The family Christmas tree evolves into a focal point for the holidays as gifts accumulate and nestle around her trunk. She is admired and noticed. She is important. Metaphorically, she becomes a Christmas altar in the home. But then, several days later, after presents have been opened and distributed, without ritual or honor, she is defrocked of the lights and ornaments, even defrocked of her dignity and self-worth, dragged haphazardly out to the cold, and left for someone else to get rid of. As I drive by seeing the abandoned trees, there's a sense of homelessness about them. They are of no use. Their time of being needed and having meaning has expired. They are forgotten. I find insights for our faith in such everyday, ordinary life situations like the forgotten Christmas trees. And I want to share my thoughts as it relates to the story from the Gospel of Luke. Today we celebrate the baptism of Jesus, when John baptizes a crowd with water, but then points to, quote, one more powerful than I, meaning Jesus, who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. I wonder, how many of us remember our own baptisms? As Christians, it is the beginning of our life in Christ, a pivotal theological moment. It's a big deal. Yet, most of us were babies, so have no memory of that life-changing event. It would be like getting married, but having no memory of the ceremony. I wonder how long that marriage would last. Let's review the elements of baptism, knowing that you are the exception if you were aware of what was involved. Baptism is a sacrament that is filled with ritual as far as the liturgy is concerned, and tradition as far as the parents are concerned. There is much preparation and expectation leading up to the service. Extended family, godparents, and friends gather to witness the event. The choice of outfits for the baptized is intentional and meaningful. The church service is often followed by a party. It is a festive and sacred occasion. But then what? How does a Sunday celebration of baptism maintain theological relevancy as Monday morning arrives? How do you and I live into our baptism on a daily basis when most of us have no memory of it? How do we incorporate the sacrament of our own baptism to be a living part of our everyday ordinary? How do we prevent that holy event from becoming like the revered Christmas trees that were so important for a moment, given so much attention and fanfare before being discarded to the curbs as we got on with our everyday lives? After all, Valentine's Day is coming up. What I love about this gospel is the reference to the arrival of the Holy Spirit. Luke is equating that arrival with baptism. It is the experience of the Holy Spirit that personifies baptism. I believe we, at any age, can look for those moments that we experience the Holy Spirit and name them as baptismal moments. Holding a newborn is a baptismal moment. Watching an extraordinary act of nature is a baptismal moment. Being at the side of a dying loved one is a baptismal moment. It is those times that are transcendent and mysterious and full of awe. Our faith invites the sacrament of baptism to be alive and lively at all times and in all places. In just a moment, Taylor, Luke, and Molly will receive the sacrament with holy water and the words, "I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." And you are sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever. My prayer is that those of us who have been baptized when we were too young to remember may hear those words in a new way and go out of church feeling renewed, expecting and wondering now how we might experience our own baptism on a daily basis. And back to those orphaned and abandoned Christmas trees. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we only bought live trees from a nursery to plant lovingly in our yard? That way, we could continue to nurture and give them a sense of meaning and purpose. And for me, that would be a baptismal moment. Amen.